of the trade.
Yes, welcome to another edition of Tools of the Trade. I made a recent purchase. I bought an auto-tuned unit, something that I never thought that I would ever do, but it was cheap, so I thought it would be good for a laugh. It's a floor unit made by TC Helicon. I'm going to slip over into the position now and have a little muck around.
John, I'll trade microphones with you.
I thought it might be good, John, if you just read the in popular music part here on Wiki and just let people know just the gist of auto-tune.
All right, so according to Wikipedia, the formal and most authoritative source on, here we go, on everything, on all information ever.
The god of stuff ever.
The earliest commercial use of auto-tune as a vocal effect in popular song was Roy Vedder's Fragments of Life. It's actually quite recent history, and it was August 17, 1998, and later in Cher's Believe and Eiffel 65's Bleu da ba de di. Bleu da ba di? Bleu
da ba di ba da ba da. Yeah, that's the we know, mate. One. We know.
The effect is not to be confused with a vocoder or the talk box. The device referenced by producers of these songs when they were new to hide their use of auto-tune from music audiences. That sentence reads a bit weird, but yeah. Do you want me to keep going on this bizarre?
No, you're okay, mate. You're okay.
So,
there we go. We've got some stuff there. Shunning on the knees.
Have quite a, you know, I would sort of associate this with early R&B.
Yeah, I guess so. It's, I mean, just pop music, eh? Pop music in general. I'm on right now.
Why does my mic sound so tinny?
I'm set to see. I think it's just a bunch of feedback. I've got the headphones on here. I can change the gender. I can get it right up here like this if I want. Jumper,
little sticky jumper. Is it just used for vocal effects, or is it used for guitar and other instruments?
This particular box is a for a live situation, but most are after, like, you record the vocals and then you apply the auto-tune effect. But this particular one's for like a live scenario.
Let me go high again. Higher. Got a little delay here. Just maybe add a little sweetness to the scenario.
Little sticky jumper. Chubby as hell, if you like, as well. Real fucking chubby jumper.
Is the point of this to just make someone sound great?
Yeah, like right now I've got it set very, very, very hard, so I can actually wind it off, so you shouldn't notice too much, but I'm probably not as good a snuff singer. Little sticky jumbo. Little sticky jumbo. That's off. Little sticky jumbo. That's on.
Wind it back up. You need
wind it back up, eh? Let's go.
T-Pain territory. Little John boy. Yeah, we're definitely doing the news like this. It's going to be great. Let's play a tune. Let me just slip over the position.
I thought we'd do some Snoop Dogg. Because everybody knows what Snoop Dogg sounds like. So you'll know what he sounds like when he's auto-tuned.
Is there anything which features heavy auto-tune which is not an R&B?
Yeah, probably, mate, but I'm just trying to demonstrate what auto-tune sounds like, so. You're welcome to find something. Listen out for the Snoop Dogg auto-tune.
I'm gonna take it slow. I'm not gonna rush the stroll so she can get a sexual eruption. So I can get a sexual eruption. So we can get a sexual eruption. Sexual eruption. She's thinking about me, me, me. We don't go to the mall, we don't go out to eat, eat, eat. All that we ever do is play in the sheets, sheets, sheets. Smoke us a cigarette, then go back to sleep, sleep, sleep. Sexual eruption. Sexual eruption. Sexual eruption. Sexual eruption. Oh, I'm gonna take my time. She gon' get hers before I'm gonna take it slow. I'm not gonna rush the stroke. Don't know by now, doggy dog is a freak, freak, freak. I keep a bad bitch with me 7 days out the week, week, week. And all that we ever do is play in the sheets, sheets, sheets. Then smoke us a cigarette and go back to sleep. Sexual eruption. Sexual eruption. Sexual eruption. Sexual eruption.
I was all in the club, sipping some here, smoking on the blunt of dro when I peeped this little hoe out. I was all in the bar when Drifter, Shorty Red came on, then she hit the flow now. With a see-through dress, long hair, light brown eyes, looking like Miss Bo Peep. And a nigga know if I take her home with them wide-ass hips, you're damn right I'm gon' be. So I approached the chick with a real pretty face, big-ass booty with a little bitty waist. I whispered in her ear, little mama, what you drank? I know that you were free, but you know I ain't gon' say shit. See, my game is outrageous. I got her to the crib and exchanged some fuck faces. But it wasn't no use for me to rush to bust one, cause I wanted her to have an eruption.
Sexual eruption.
A sexual eruption.
Yeah. Sexual eruption. Whoa.
Orgasm.
Sexual eruption. Sexual eruption. Whoa. Sexual eruption.
Oh, I'm feeding back.
Who's it? Headphones are doing that.
Could be any of them. Could be any of them, John,
we've
doing
only,
it.
We've only got two.
Oh, John Boy.
Yeah, so old Snoop Dogg in there, you might have heard him getting mashed up there. He was singing the choruses and John was like, it doesn't sound like he's using autotune when he was rapping, but it's like, mate, he actually sang all those other parts and John was just, mind was blown. His little eyes just came real wide, didn't they, John?
Now, what's interesting, in 2009, Time magazine quoted an unnamed Grammy-winning recording engineer as saying, let's just say I've had auto-tune save vocals on everything from Britney Spears to Bollywood cast albums,
yep.
And every singer now presumes that you'll just run their voice through the box.
That is actually one thing I do want to mention. It's people love it or hate it, auto-tune, but what we're talking about right now is the
very obvious auto-tune that knocks around with
your voice quite a lot, but in the studio, it's just most singers on like commercial music that you hear at the supermarket is auto-tuned in some way.
It says the same article expressed hope that Pop's fetish for uniform
pitch
perfect will fade, speculating that pop music songs have become harder to differentiate from one another.
His
track after track has perfect pitch.
Little sticky drum.
Apparently apparently it's used on everything these days.
It's full on, mate. It's full on. Shall we? I wanted to go out on a just while I'm mucking around my voice with this pedal.
Does have a gender bend.
Hi, Lou. It's Buzzy.
I did want to play a local artist by a band called Dopra.
Did a fantastic song with in the chorus, a nice little auto tune. So I'm going to slip over into position and play that.
We might come back after that. There's actually a quote in this article from Nico Case.
And I'll
read it, John. Big fans of Nico Case. Go for it now.
Read it, mate.
Yeah, okay, this is Nico Case in a 2006 interview with Pitchfork. She gives an example of how prevalent pitch correction is in the industry. Quote, "I'm not a pitch perfect hitter either, but I'm not going to cover it up with auto-tune. Everybody uses it too. Everybody uses it too. I once asked a studio guy in Toronto how many people don't use auto-tune, and he said you and Nelly Furtado are the only two people who've never used it here."
I did hear Nelly Furtado didn't mark with auto-tune. I used to think that was pretty rad of her. Of course, Nico Case is a beast, so.
And she's continued on, "Even though I'm not into Nelly Furtado, it kind of made me respect her. It's cool that she has some integrity."
Here's this, but there is beautiful use of it. Like, if you use it quite obviously, like in the T-Pain, very strong effect style. And I think Dopra do a very, very good example of it here. The song's called Whatever You Want, but it's a great way to use it as more of an instrument. Shout out New Zealand, by the way.
Shut, I can't forget about it. You
Tools of the Trade.